It was like a rerun of the first coach bailout when he came and picked me up from school, and I said pretty much those exact words. And here I was again, asking him not to snitch on me. It's not that I was scared of being punished or getting in trouble with my mom. I was, but that's not why I was begging. I just didn't want to add to the problems. I mean, I'm her only child. The reason she was working so hard, and I went out and did something stupid. But the only reason I did something stupid was because I knew I couldn't ask her for the money. And the reason I couldn't ask her wasn't because she wouldn't have gotten the shoes for me. It's because she would have. She would have done anything to get them. I knew that. And I just didn't want her to have to give up something. Something else. For me to have some stupid shoes. And now because I stole them, she would be disappointed that I didn't come to her and feel even more guilty. She thinks she was a bad mom on so many levels, but I couldn't just tell Coach all that. I didn't have the time. So I fell to my knees and pressed my hands together. Coach, please. I know I messed up, but please, please, Coach. The words began to break up in my throat. Please. Neighbors outside were looking at me act a fool. Coach noticed them too and knew that this just wasn't a good look, so he told me to get up and get back in the car. Just tell me why, he said after slamming his door. He put his hands on the steering wheel and stared straight ahead. Why, Ghost? What was I supposed to do? My mother don't have no money for running shoes. I couldn't put that on her, I replied. Ask me, Coach said, now laser beaming straight at me. I clenched my jaw as a marble of anger and frustration and fear rolled down my throat. Why didn't you just ask me? Because you ain't my father, I snapped. Why would I just expect you to help me? Why would you? I felt like my entire body was now shaking. I mean, you got me on the team, and thank you for that. And you bailed me out with my trouble at school, and I thank you for that too. But you just not. Why you care so much anyway? What are you talking about, Ghost? I care about all of you. Why you think I'm out there every day coaching y'all? But I'm different. You know that. You heard my secret. You heard it. That ain't normal, I explained, my voice now straining, ripping into its own confetti. And I get teased and laughed at all the time because I live here and I look like this. You don't live here. You don't look like this. Now stupid tears were welling up in my eyes. You don't know what it's like, Coach. You don't know. Now Coach swallowed something, like bitter air twisting his face up. He turned his whole body toward me and yanked his shirt down so that the neck stretched even lower. You see this tattoo? He asked. It was a dark band diving down into his curly chest hair. It's my Olympic medal. I got a tattoo of it after the man who did this to me. Now Coach curled his top lip so I could see his chipped tooth. Stole the real one.